the heads of state of the region, they sent a robust message to the coup plotters in Niger, and they have actually demonstrated their resolve to make sure that yet another coup will not be allowed to succeed. So what do I mean? The ECOWAS recognizes President Bazoum as the legitimate and legal president of Niger. He must be freed and reinstated to his position within 1 week, failing which all options are on the table, including the military option. The heads of state have also requested the chiefs of defense staff to meet immediately in Abuja to start preparations. And in addition, wide-ranging severe sanctions have been imposed on Niger, including the no-fly zone over the airspace of Nigeria, the closure of all borders, and targeted sanctions against all those involved in the coup, including a freeze of their assets, a ban on travel, and then all that. So all the arsenal that I think ECOWAS, the tools that ECOWAS has in its sanctions arsenal, have been imposed on Niger. ECOWAS have given them the ultimatum, 1 week, and if they do not respond favorably, then ECOWAS will move to Plan B.
How is this reaction to the Niger coup different from other coups in the region?
Yes, listen, ECOWAS is under a new administration, both at the level of the commission itself. This commission was not in place when all those coups occurred. And the appointment of President Bola Tinubu of Nigeria as chair of the ECOWAS authority is also a new development. And we know the struggle we've been having with the previous coups that occurred from about 2020 and the still pestering in the country. And the new administration is determined to put a stop to, you know, that cancer of coup d'etats in the region. And I think Niger is the first country since the new administration come to also be the next domino to fall to pushes in the region, and we are determined to make sure that it does not succeed.
Some people would say, if any military action, wouldn't this be an intervention in the affairs of a member state?
No, all member states in ECOWAS have signed up to ECOWAS protocols, and the ECOWAS protocols declare zero tolerance for power obtained or maintained by unconstitutional means. You know, so by so doing, each member state has ceded part of its sovereignty for the regional good, the collective good. And so if Niger has fallen foul of it, the rest of the community has a responsibility to make sure that we right the wrong.